It's time for Doug and Wolf's Bold Predictions for Cardinals Camp 2018.
Come on. Before we get rolling with Cards Camp 2018 Bold Predictions, thank you, Vince Marotta. Thank you, Vince Marotta. You're a little busy right now and still here for some strange reason looking for extra credit or a raise at 6:15 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, even though he doesn't need to be, and dropping that for us as the PA announcer of your Phoenix Suns. Here we go. As you look at Cards Camp, not the season.
Yes.
As you look at Cards Camp 2018 A New Hope, which also includes preseason games. Preseason games are a part of training camp.
Yes.
Therefore, what kind of bold predictions are you ready to stand on the soapbox and make, full well knowing you'll be held accountable by listeners but no one in this building?
Yes. Well, let me start with this one right here, Basinonians. Doug Lease will wipe out on his scooter two more times.
No,
not
that's
once,
not happening.
Two more times, Doug Lease will go down on his scooter.
I had a big wipeout last Saturday, and after that, I'm going about a mile and a half an hour on the scooter now, out of sheer fear.
All right, let me jump on it and get real here. How about this? TJ Logan will lead the running back room in rushing this preseason. TJ Logan. Boy, does he look good. You watch him out there at practice. The speed, the explosion is there. TJ Logan, there's going to be some people sleeping on him. Don't sleep on him, my brothers. Red Sea, rise up.
I'm going to have to say I disagree with your bold prediction because don't you think Chase Edmonds is going to get a ton of carries in this preseason?
No doubt. So
therefore,
is TJ Logan.
I agree with that. I'll say that's too close of a preseason. How about this? Josh Rosen throws a preseason interception before a preseason touchdown.
Okay, that's you want to call that a bold prediction right there? See, my TJ Logan
all the hype, is all the
bold.
Hype about Josh Rosen, that's a pretty strong, bold opinion.
Well,
right there.
You know, again, I love Josh Rosen, and I think he's going to be a player the Cardinals are going to build their team around for the next decade. I believe that. But having said that, there is no way my expectation that Josh Rosen's going to carve up the National Football League his rookie year, so I'll buy that.
Okay, see if you buy this one. You got a new right side of the offensive line. You got a new scheme for David Johnson to learn in pass pro. You've got a new quarterback and a new offensive coordinator. My bold prediction is that this offense will be complete and utter trash through the preseason games. Fans will go absolutely nuts, but because of who they have and Mike McCoy, they'll get it figured out, and it will look dramatically different against the Redskins than it does in the preseason.
Oh, interesting right there. Okay, I like that. How about this one, Basinonians? Gather round. The Cards will have more undrafted free agent rookies make this team than any year of the Bruce Arians era. Any year of the Bruce Arians.
You could probably
era
throw the Ken
right
Wisenhunt
era
in that too.
Probably do that as well, no. Douglas. Yeah, I'm willing to go back 10 years, 12 years.
This century!
I think wide receiver Trent Sherfield, I think, has a real shot to make this team, right? Linebacker Dennis Gardeck. Oh, Gardeck, the barbarian. That's his nickname. The kid from Sioux Falls University, Division II school, got a chance to make this team. Ezekiel Turner. A safety as well. Those three guys, I think, can possibly make this team in the roster.
I'm setting the over-under at 7.5. 7.5. Bear and Maloney, are you taking the over and the under? 7.5. Here is the bet. It'll be 7.5 times. Someone at the red and white practice will yell, "Hey, Wolf, are you talking to me?"
All right, I'm going to go under. I'll go under just for the heck of it right there, right? How about this? The Cardinals will institutionalize the fullback this offense. This offense, they will institutionalize the fullback in this offense and keep two fullbacks. Two fullbacks. That's why it's a bold prediction right there. Derek Coleman and Elijah Penny. Why not? Especially if you're having trouble with tight ends right now, right? How many tight ends? It's always a battle between fullback and tight ends, if in fact you're going to have a fullback on your team. Well, why in the world would you go with four tight ends? Maybe you go with three tight ends and two fullbacks, if in fact you like the two-back concept. And Elijah Penny right now, from what I've seen, well, he's picking up the blocking aspect of being a fullback pretty well. Interesting.
My bold prediction for the red and white practice is that it actually will happen. That did not happen in practice number one. You will see a corner cat at the beginning of practice. One-on-one, Patrick Peterson, Larry Fitzgerald to get to the quarterback.
Okay, I like that.
The crowd goes wild.
I like that right there, but do it once, please. Okay, please yeah, do it
just once.
Yeah, because we want him in coverage, of course. How about this, ladies and gentlemen? This was number 8 on my bold predictions for Cards Camp 2018. Chad Williams wins the battle for the number 2 receiver.
Wow!
It's bold for a reason. It's bold. Chad Williams wins the battle for the number 2 receiver.
That's the boldest
on
one yet.
This team, baby.
That's the boldest one yet.
Well, you haven't heard Mason call yet.
We're done. Bear, go ahead and take the music out because the last
Mason
one.
Mason Cole will develop quicker than any other rookie in camp.
The last one for bold predictions for Cards Camp is a little bit of a better one that's a little more sympathetic. I'm going to set the number at 100,000.
Okay. 100,000.
100,000. My bold prediction is that Cardinals fans raise over $100,000 for the 100 Club on Sunday.
That's nice.
To help the family in the death of Tyler Edenhofer and the entire 100 Club. If you, those of you that don't know, big barbecue beforehand that you can donate to and be a part of and eat. And then on top of it, the 50-50 raffle that's going to take place there at Red and White practice on Saturday, University of Phoenix Stadium, is all going to be donated to the 100 Club, and I think that's my bold prediction is that's a huge number for an event like that, because you never know how many people are going to come to the red and white practice. But I think the more and more people that find out that if they're eating the barbecue or they're playing 50-50, that's where the money's going. I think a lot of people are going to come with cash in hand.
Yeah, let's do that, Basinonians. What do you say, right? We go ahead and pound some ribs and give some Benjamins.
That sounds great. From a positive that from a negative situation that we're hoping to turn into a positive to something that's kind of the same thing, a horrible negative, and maybe something positive is going to come out of it.